Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved,
圣洁蒙爱的人就要存怜悯恩慈,
谦虚,
温柔,
忍耐的心,
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙, 总要彼此包容, 彼此饶恕, 主怎样饶恕了你们, 你们要怎样饶恕人, 爱心就是联络全德的, 又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主, 你们也要为此蒙召, 归为一体, 也要存着感谢的心, 当用各样智慧, 把基督的道理, 丰丰富富的存在心里, 用诗章颂词灵歌, 彼此教导, 互相劝诫, 心被恩感歌颂神, 无论做什么, 或说话, 或行事, 都要以奉 主耶稣的名, 借着他, 感谢, 父神, 好, 我们读到这里, 我们知道上礼拜我们选出我们教会新年度的 理事,
so last week we have selected our new council members.
我们非常恭喜他们,
so we're very grateful for them.
那在今天等一下, 讲完道之后, 我们会举行一个就职典礼,
so later after worship service, we're going to have an installation ceremony.
那这些
for the new council members.
被选上的理事 都是被会众所认可,
so these newly elected council members are, have been acknowledged by our church members.
但我更相信他们是被上帝呼召出来, 拣选出来要一起完成神对这个教会的托付,
but more importantly, I believe they're actually chosen by God and entrusted by God to do his mission in this church.
那是不是这被选上的这些理事才叫做被神拣选的, 或是选民呢?
But do they, just these people are just these people called God's chosen people?
那我们其他没有被选上的, 我们就没有份了,
so those people who are not council members are not God's chosen people?
其实不是这样说的,
no, that is not right.
我们都知道, 在狭义的角度来讲, 只有犹太人, 就是以色列民族, 才是神最起身的选民。
So we are now narrowly defined, only Jews, Israelites, are called God's chosen people.
所以我们都不是。
So we are not.
但是广义的角度来讲, 凡是信靠他的人, 都是被他拣选的。
But in a broad sense, whoever believes in him will be God's
chosen people. 这些犹太人到今天, 他们仍以身为神的选民而自豪的。
So we can see these Jews, Israel, still very proud of their chosen status.
尤其你看, 你观察那些分散世界各地所有的犹太人,
if you,
基本上他们都是非常的杰出优秀。
If you observe those people, who, Jews who have been scattered all over the world, you can see they're very excellent, they're outstanding.
无论他们在科学界的领域,
whether in the scientific field,
在企业界的领域,
or in the entrepreneur field,
都是领先其他的民族,
they're all extraordinary.
虽然他们的人口,
they excel other nations. Although there are a lot of Jews in this world,
你从历届诺贝尔得奖的数量你就会惊讶,
but from the numbers of Nobel Prize winners, you can see how many Jews they are in there.
他们的成就是胜过世界上任何一个国家或是民族,
their accomplishments excel all the nations in this world.
所以我们在想, 身为神的选民, 是不是因为他们的条件, 特别比别人好,
So
所以神才特别宠爱而拣选他们呢?
So they're especially favored by God?
其实不是的。
No, that's not right.
当我们同意神有特别的祝福在他们身上,
we do agree that God has special blessings on these people.
我们也知道神当年拣选这个民族以色列民族, 从亚伯拉罕的后裔当中成为他的选民, 是有神特别的目的。
So we know God has a special purpose to choose Abraham and his descendants as his chosen people.
他要借着这个民族的兴起, 将神的荣耀彰显出来,
through the rise of this nation, God wants to manifest his glory,
使全世界看见有一位伟大的真神, 祂在掌权,
so that the whole world can see through Israelites there is a true living God who is in control in this world.
然而很可惜的是, 这个民族并没有达到神的期待,
however, this nation did not meet God's standards, unfortunately.
他们多次悖逆, 不遵守神的诫命, 而受到很大的管教,
they rebelled and they did not obey God's commandments, so they were severely punished by God.
神使他们的国家多次被邻国所侵略统治,
so their countries, their nations were actually invaded by their neighboring nations.
使他们的百姓因为失去国土, 都多次流离他乡,
so their people lost their country, lost their home, and they were scattered all over the world.
哇, 如果成为神的选民, 要受了这么大的管教,
so as God's chosen people, you had to be disciplined as such.
那我猜可能我们都不敢当神的选民了。
So maybe we'll be really afraid that we don't want to be God's chosen people.
所以我们在想说, 是不是神, 有人就这样讲说, 神拣选以色列的目的, 其实还有一个更重要，就是要从这个民族当中要诞生耶稣基督啊。
So is it like some people might ask, was because like Jesus Christ had to be born from this nation? That's why God chose this nation.
所以耶稣基督就是大卫的后裔。
So Jesus Christ was the descendant of David.
就是神拣选以色列人作为神的选民最根本的原因。
So that was the major reason that God chose Israelites.
我认为神并不是非要有一个选民才能够完成他的计划。
But I don't think so that God has to choose a nation in order to accomplish His plan.
神要完成他的计划，不需要解释他的理由，让我们知道。
God can fulfill His plan without any reason, without any help.
正如以色列民族之所以受到神这么大的管教，我们不明白。
Just like Israelites were severely punished and disciplined by God, we just don't understand.
但是我们相信，只要今天我们借着耶稣基督的救恩，凡是信靠他的人都可以得到新生命，成为神的新选民。
We understand through Jesus Christ's salvation, we can all become God's chosen people, and we can all be saved.
所以我们知道，我们今天蒙恩得救的人，我们就是神的选民了。
So we know that.Whoever that is saved will be called God's chosen people.
神把我们从世界被分别出来，进入教会，成为教会，这就是神的新选民了。
God has set us apart from this world so that we can be called God's chosen people.
但问题来了，我们会害怕说，是不是成为神的选民也要跟旧约这些以色列人一样，满足神许多的期待跟要求，否则也要受到神严厉的管教。
So there is a question: Is it necessary for us?God's new chosen people to meet God's high standards and expectations so that we won't be severely disciplined by God?
Yeah, 如果这样的话，我们也都害怕了，要打退堂鼓了。
Then we'll be probably very scared.
那如果不是的话，那成为神的新选民之后，是不是什么事都不用做，就等着上天堂了？
But if we're not so, does that also mean that we don't need to do anything, just wait to go to heaven?
所以今天我们就是要来明白，我们需要知道到底神的新选民有什么责任。
So today I would like to share with you what are our responsibilities and obligations as God's new chosen people.
我们作为神的选民，我们要知道有一个健康的对选民健康的一个正确的一个观念。
So as God's new chosen people, we do need to have a very healthy concept.
倘若我们不清楚作为神的选民应有的责任，或是对于成为神的选民有错误的理解，同样也会造成我们很多不必要的麻烦。
So if we aren't aware of or clear about our responsibilities and obligations, then we could make a lot of mistakes.
因此，我们要从刚才所读的经文来一起认识，一起来学习，拥有一个健康的选民观。
So through the verses we just read, we need to learn how to be a good God's new chosen person.
首先是对选民对自己的要求。我们一起来读。
First, the self requirements for God's chosen people.
好，我们一起来读第十二节。
Verse 12.
预备，请。
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
好，有三方面的要求。
So there are three requirements there.
好，第一个要求是要学主圣洁。
Number one, be holy as the Lord.
在圣经在。告诉我们说，神乃是圣洁的，不但我们要圣洁才能够亲近他。
Because the Bible tells us God is holy. If we're not holy, we can't be close to Him.
成为神的选民，首要条件就是要圣洁。
So first requirement is be holy.
这不但是在旧约，在新约当中也是这样的。
Not just in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament.
我们一起来读彼得前书一章十五到十六节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 15 to 16.Read it together. Just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
圣洁乃是神的属性。
Holiness is God's character.
在旧约中，神拣选以色列人，就是要他们圣洁。
So in the Old Testament, God chose Israelites, and he also wanted them to be holy.
在整个摩西五经当中，颁布很多的律例典章。
In the five books of Moses, there are a lot of decrees, commandments,
尤其在立位记当中要求神的选民 去遵守这么多繁琐的礼仪规范。
Especially in Leviticus, there are a lot of complicated commandments and decrees that were recorded for the Israelites to obey.
其实只有一个目的。
There was only one purpose.
就是要他的百姓，他的选民成为圣洁。
God wanted His chosen people to be holy.
那什么是圣洁呢？
So what is holiness?
那是不是头上发光啊？
Just like you have some like light on your
above
your head.
圣洁其实有两方面的意义。
So there are actually two meanings.
一个是道德上的。
Number one, morally.
不要犯罪。
Don't sin.
第二是礼仪上的。
Number two,
分别。
Ceremonially, set yourself apart from this world.
所以在新约当中，我们虽然成为神的选民，不用再去遵守旧约这些的条例而得到圣洁。
So in the New Testament times, we don't have to obey all these complicated commandments of the Old Testament, although.
但是在道德上，我们今天也要要求自己不去犯罪来得罪神。
But morally, we do need to require ourselves not to sin in order to be against God, sin against God.
这在礼仪上也是我们要将自己分别为圣，归给神。
And ceremonially, ritually, we do need to set ourselves apart.
所以这也是我们成为神的新选民应该对自己所有要求的。
So those are the requirements we should be put upon ourselves as God's new chosen people.
第二个是要蒙主所爱。
Number two, the requirements is you have to be loved by the Lord.
我们相信神爱我们是千真万确的。
We definitely believe that God loves us.
但问题是我们有没有经历被爱。
However, as God's chosen, have you ever experienced this kind of love?
我们都知道为什么被爱那么重要。
We understand how important it is to be loved.
因为一个生长在没有被爱的环境，没有经历被爱的人，他不会知道什么是爱，也不会懂得去爱别人。
A person who is brought up in an environment that has no love will not understand what love is.
这上礼拜我们讲过，可能大家都还有印象。
So maybe you still have some impression about my preaching last week.
所以不要以为我们只要爱人，我们要经历被爱，特别是被主所爱、蒙主所爱的重要。
Don't assume that you can love others without being loved first.
而一个被神所触摸到、曾经被主所爱过的人，他的生命就会经历转变的。
If you're ever touched by God's love, and then you will be experience that transformation.
而且他会有爱的行动，也去爱别人的。
Then you will have this kind of love action, loving actions to love other people.
正如哥林多后书五章十四节那里讲到，原来是基督的
爱
激励我们的。
It's Christ's love that compels us.
让我们的生命有极大的改变，正因为是主的爱所激励我们。
So our love can be transformed is because God's love.
既然神的爱何等浩大，所以我们成为神的选民，就必须要先经历蒙主所爱。
So God's loving people, chosen people, and then we need to be holy and be dearly loved by God first.
当你感受到被主爱的越多，你才能够回应他的爱越多。
When you feel more love from the Lord, you can respond to God's love more.
而因为一个经历过被神所爱的人，表示他生命已经先被主得着了。
So if you ever experience God's love, that means your life has been already transformed by God.
一个被主的爱所激励、所得着的人，就能够活出一个不一样的新生命。
A person who has been compelled by the love of God be able to live he will be able to live a new life.
而这样的生命呢，正是神的选民所必须要拥有的。
That is what God's chosen people should have, must have.
最后一个方面自我要求是要存主的心。
The third self-requirement is you need to have God's heart.
圣经有提到说要存怜悯、恩慈、谦卑、温柔、忍耐的心。你看一看这些的属性、这些的特质，不就是充分展现在耶稣基督的身上吗？
So it says here you have to clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You can see these quantities.And attributes are fully displayed in the life of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 耶稣就蛮有怜悯恩慈对待所有的人。
So Jesus Christ has full compassion, kindness, humility toward all people.
并且他也这样亲自这样说。
So he said himself.
我们一起来读马太福音
七章二十五节。Let's read it together. Matthew chapter 11, verse 21.
他说：“我心里柔和谦卑。
Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, from gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.”
耶稣他心里是柔和。谦卑的。
So Jesus Christ is very gentle and very humble.
我们需要存主的心，也就是要以主的心为心。
So we need to wear God's heart. So we need to have Jesus Christ's heart.
但这说起来容易，做起来容不容易？
But it's very easier said than done, of course.
不简单啊。
It's not easy.
有时候我们讲说，明明我就是没有怜悯，我没有恩慈。
So obviously we don't have those kind of kindness or compassion. or mercy other people. So we can't be humble, we can't be gentle, we can't be patient. I've been trying to be gentle, humble, and patient, but just cannot do it. We cannot pretend.
You
tell people I'm very humble. But then you cannot do it. So what would you do?
圣经, 当然神也知道我们的问题。
So of course God knows our problems.
所以就告诉我们可以做到这些存主的心的秘诀。
So he tells us the secrets of how we can do this.
其实这个存原文是穿的意思。
So in the original script, actually having God's heart means wearing God's heart.
也就是说穿上怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
That means you have to wear God's compassion, wear God's kindness, wear God's humility, gentleness, and patience.
那是什么意思呢?
So what does that mean?
我们要把这些穿上，就像穿上一个新人一样。
We're just like putting on a new piece of clothes.
这个新人是照神的形象所造的。
In God's image, created by God.
所以保罗在以弗所书也同样也告诉我们。
So in Ephesians chapter 4:24, Apostle Paul told us this.
在我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
4, 预备,
and to put on a new self, created to like God in true righteousness and holiness.
好，其实在哥罗西书三章，我们刚刚所读的经文的
前
面那一段，其实就在讲到我们要怎么样来穿上，要脱去这些旧人，怎么样穿上新人。
Prior to that verse, it also tells us how we could put on the new self.
但是穿上这个动作之前呢，要有先脱下了这个动作。
But before you could put on, you have to take off first, right?
就算你要买一双新鞋子，你的旧鞋还穿在那里，你没有办法把新鞋穿上去。
Just like before you could wear your new shoes, you have to take off your old shoes, right? Otherwise, you can't put on your new shoes.
你买这样一件新衣服，很漂亮的这个外套，可是呢，你这个旧的外套不脱下来，你没有办法穿上去的。
Before you could put on a new coat, you have to take off your old coat. Otherwise, you cannot put on your new coat.
那脱下呢，表示脱下自己里面的肮脏、污秽、邪情、私欲这些老我的本性。
Taking off your filth and those old selves.
那穿上表示你能够穿上神的怜悯、恩慈、温柔、谦卑、忍耐。
Putting on the new self means putting on God's compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
你要我们脱下、穿上、脱下，经常这样脱穿的过程当中，你会发现你的生命就慢慢被神所雕塑。
So through the constant of taking off, putting on, then you will find that your life will be sculpted by God.
我们就被慢慢炼净了。
And then will be actually craved by God.
品格、内在生命的转化。
And then our character will be transformed too.
越能够达到做神选民的要求。
Then we can meet the God's requirements as God's His chosen people.
第一方面是我们要自我要求，第二方面是作为选民要跟人之间的互动。
So number two, we need to pay attention to our interactions with God's chosen people.
好，让我们一起来读13-14。
13-14。
预备，请。
Bear with each other and forgive each other. If anyone of you has grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Over all these virtues.Put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
好，有三方面与人的互动。第一是要彼此包容。
Number one, bearing with each other.
拥有一个健康的社交关系是身为选民所必须具备的。
Having a very healthy social relationship is actually one of the must-have for God's chosen people.
没有一个神的选民是独行侠，是人见人厌的人。
None of God's chosen people are just like living alone, and then people just all hate him.
人与人之间的相处与互动当中，最重要的其实就是彼此包容。
The most important part of between the interactions, amount of interactions between people is you have to bear with each other.
你想想看，我们每一个人都长得不一样。
So we all look different, of course.
然后我们今天穿的每一个人都不一样。
We wear differently also.
可能颜色有一样，可是你的里面的样式设计都不一样。
Colors might be same, fashions or designs are different.
所以你去买衣服，你不会买一模一样的衣服。
So we go to the store, you won't buy the same, exact the same kind of clothes.
除非你要买什么情侣装、夫妻装，故意买的。
Unless you want to buy exact the same for your spouse.
可是你会发现说，其实我们每个人的看法都不一样。
We all have different opinions.
见解、观念。都不一样的。
Different interpretations, understandings.
我们也带着自己的习惯，还有背景。
We have our own habits, our backgrounds.
但很奇妙的是，我们都成为神的选民了。
But amazingly, we have all become God's chosen people.
所以成为选民之后，是不是我们的想法都要变一样呢？
So as you have become God's chosen, does that mean you have to be exact the same, except the same thoughts as other God's chosen people?
没有办法。
No, that's not going to happen.
因为今天我们看今天参加，大家没有一个人穿一样的哈。
So we know each one of us is wearing differently today.
而且你下礼拜穿又穿不一样。
Next week you will wear differently too.
那你自己都变来变去，别人也变来变去，那怎么会永远一样呢？
So you change often, other people change often too. How can you be the same all the time?
但所以我们要明白。
So we have to understand.
当我们之间有差异，这不是不对，而是不同。
When we have differences, we have to understand that is not.Wrong. It's just like a fact.
你不能说别人跟你不同，你就说别人不对，这不是的。
So you cannot say if other people is different from you and that people is wrong.
而要能够去欣赏对方的不同，就需要操练彼此包容。
So to be able to appreciate each other's differences, you need to practice bearing with each other.
尤其当人与人之间造成嫌隙的时候。
Especially when we have a grievances against each other.
好，这个嫌隙呢？的这个原来的意思就是口角、责备、抱怨的意思。
So grievance actually originally means conflict.
Yeah, 在教会里面发生这些不愉快的事情、事件，都是非常普通的事情。
Even among church members, we could have grievances against each other.
在教会当中，不会说我们都不会有意见不同的，不会的，我们还是会发生一些的啊。嫌隙啊，
因为 among church members we could have different opinions, conflicts.
所以没有什么大惊小怪了。
So there's nothing unusual about that.
所以我们不要消极的去逃避或假装啊、哦、没有什么事发生。
So don't try to negatively avoid that.
而是我们要积极的去面对，以彼此包容来化解嫌隙，处理矛盾。这才是神的选民所应当做的。
So we don't need to passively escape or pretend nothing happened, but actively solve conflicts and tolerate each other for their grievances.
第二个
，Number two，
是要彼此饶恕。
We need to forgive each other.
光是包容不够的。
Only bearing each other is not enough.
圣经接下来说要彼此饶恕。
So the Bible said later we need to forgive.
而且他讲了一个很重要的原因。
And then the very important reason is.
他说主。怎样饶恕你们，你们也样。
Because the Lord has forgiven us, so we need to forgive the people around us.
所以彼此造成的嫌隙、冲突、口角、责备、埋怨之类的事情，很平常的。
So grievances, conflicts, the conflicts and you know quarrels are very common.
但是问题是，人与人之间的这些冲突发生了，就难免会有伤害。
But of course, when these conflicts happen, grievances happen, we could get very hurt.
那伤害造成了呢？
When this hurt happens,
就会产生距离。
And then you have distance.
哎，这时候距离就不是美了。
So the distance does not create beauty in this kind of situation.
我们常说距离就是美，是不是？
So we often say distance could actually create beauty.
哎，所以这个时候距离就不是美了。
But in that kind of situation, when you have conflict with another person, we have grievances.
因为这个距离呢，
it's hard to have that kind of beauty.
离最后。分道扬镳，只差一步之遥。
So that distance could cause you to be completely apart from each other.
大家呢忍气吞声啊，相安无事，和平共处，井水不犯什么河水，这不是解决之道啊。
So the solution is not to split up or just keep silent, but forgive each other.
唯有饶恕才是真正的出路。
So only forgiveness is the best way out.
但是饶恕的功课容不容易？
But is it easy to forgive?Of course not.
很多人有同感哈。
We all have same feelings.
我很喜欢 C.S. Lewis 哈，这个他说了一句啊，饶恕是什么
？So I really like what C.S. Lewis said. The Bible scholar, what forgiveness is.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Forgiveness is beyond humanity's so-called justice, which forgives crimes that are completely unforgivable.
血腥啊，的确啊，它超越所有的公正。
It has to be.Beyond justice.
当我们以负面的态度去重温别人伤害我们的记忆的时候，就好像再次舔自己的伤口。
We continuously memorize or repeat the image that other people has actually hurt us. It's just like you're actually licking your own scar.
那这好像有轻微的安抚作用，但事实上它会变得培植怨恨的这个温床。
It might be a little bit comfortable at first, but actually cultivate actually hatred.
最后使它成为苦毒和憎恨的心癌。
Then it becomes hatred and bitterness.
反之，饶恕才能够使人重获痊愈、健康、自由、平安。
But only forgiveness can completely heal you and bring your peace.
这才是神的选民所应当拥有的喜乐人生。
That's what God's people should have, a joyful life.
一个不能饶恕的人，他的人生没有办法得到真正喜乐平安，同不同意？
A person who cannot forgive cannot have total peace and joy. Do you agree?
好，第最后一个与人互动要以爱连结。
Last, we need to connect with each other in love.
圣经说，爱心就是联络全德的。
Bible says love binds us all together in perfect unity.
原文的意思就是，爱是联系各样美德以达到完全的境界的绳索。
Actually, it meant love is the rope that connects all kinds of virtues to reach the perfect status.
换句话说，爱心就成了一个达成、完成这个完全的这个境界最好的工具管道。
So love has become the perfect tool, the best tool for us to reach that perfect status.
是所有神的选民能够一起蒙福的最佳的管道。
So that's the perfect path for all God's chosen people to.Be blessed.
而这个境界实在是太美好了。
So that kind of circumstance is actually perfect.
神呼召他的选民成为教会。
God has called his chosen people to become a church.
教会就是基督的身体。
Church is God, Jesus Christ's body.
肢体之间必须要相互连结，才能够建造成为一间荣耀的教会。
Body parts have to be connected with each other so that we can build God's glorious church.
每一个信徒都有不同的强项。或是各种不同的美德。
We all, each one of us have our strengths and our virtues.
我们必须以爱心作为根基和联系的。
We need to connect with each other in love.
否则就会彼此产生嫉妒，
Otherwise,
相互比较。
We could be jealous toward each other and also compare with each other.
谁都不服谁。
And nobody wants to be submissive to the other.
但爱心不一样。
But then love is different.
爱心的功能就能够化解肢体之间的差异。
The function of love is actually can dissolve the difference between the body of Christ.
并将基督徒紧紧地联系在一起。
So that all the Christians can be connected with each other.
使他们渐渐地走向完全的地步。
The function of love can resolve the difference among the people and tie the Christians together so they can gradually become perfect unity.
存着爱心使我们不但不会嫉妒别人所表述现出来的美德。
So in love, we not only not going to be jealous of it to other people,
甚至能够把别人所表现出来的美德联系起来。成为教会有力的见证。
We could even admire them and connect that kind of virtue to yourself and become a good testimony.
并且也因此让神在我们当中得着荣耀。
So that God can be glorified in this church.
上礼拜我们教会付了很大的心血，能够在整个城县地区有非常好的服事。
So last week we had a wonderful evangelical conference. Our church had actually participated a lot in this conference.
你可以看见，当我们弟兄姐妹站在上面的时候，无论是他们是诗班的演出也好，或者在指挥等等的这服事上
，leading worship or offering music through the choir, joint choir.
假如我们心里坐在下面，假如我们心里不平，为什么不是我上面
？If you are actually sitting in the off the stage and then say, why it is not me who are actually on the stage?
或者是说啊，指挥这个样，或是唱那个样子也赶上去
？Or start like criticizing their worship and saying that how could they even be on the stage by such a bad performance?
那不是用爱连接。
That was not love.
但相反的是，当我们以他们为荣，我们看见，哇，这是我们的教会，在那里有很棒的服事。
But instead, if you're proud of them and say, "Hey, this group of people has a wonderful worship toward God,"
就像我们的孩子可以站在上面，哇，我们以他为荣。
And just as when our children are performing, we're proud of them.
并且我们鼓励他们，我们可以连接他们，将来我们更多的来服事。
Even more, we encourage them and to serve even more in the future.
哎。这就是一个美好的见证。
That is a good testimony.
用爱使这些美好的这些美德能够被发挥得更好。
So in love, we could actually connect all these Christians together so that these virtues and these abilities can be performed even better.
感谢神把许多的恩赐、才干、能力都放在我们弟兄姐妹当中。
So we can see our brothers and sisters have a lot of abilities.
我们当中有许多很棒的这些才艺。 能力。
We have a lot of talented people over here in this church.
但我需要用爱来连结。
But we need to use love to collect these people together.
我们如果不连结的话，我们就会彼此增进。
If we don't connect with each other, we compete with each other.
那最后就是彼此相咬相吞。
And then we're going to actually eat each other up.
好，除了我们作为选民，除了自我要求，除了与人的关系，还有一个是对与神的回应。
And number three, we need to respond to God.
好，我们一起来读最后十五到十六节。
Verse 15, 16, let's read together.
请。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful, let the message of Christ dwell among you, richly as you teach and admonish each other with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, songs.Singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
好，三方面的回应，让我们一起来学习。
Three responses we need to do.
首先是基督平安来做主。
So let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
好，基督的平安就是基督所赐的平安。
So that's what God given. The peace is given by God.
指基督徒之间的和好关系。
Peace of Christ is the peace of Christ.Which can refer to the harmonious relationship between Christians,
或者是基督徒内在的平安
or the inner peace of Christians.
那做主是什么意思？
So what does it mean, ruling your hearts?
有时候这个孩子跑来爸爸妈妈面前，你来替我做主。
So sometimes your kids might come to you and say, "Hey, father, just judge for me."
或者跑去法院来说法官，你替我做主。
So we go to like a court and ask
我受了委屈了
to make a judgment for them because they were wronged.
那这个做主原来的意思呢，就是指在竞赛当中做裁判。
So being ruling in your heart means like being a judge in a competition.
让他来裁决，决定胜负。
So let the judge make the final judgment: who is winning, who is losing.
那在这里的意思是让基督所赐的平安在信徒里面心中做判断。
So this is actually the peace of Christ would be the judge in your heart.
这个认知很重要
So this kind of knowledge is very important.
有些时候，这个牧师需要帮助信徒或是辅导这些会友解决他们生命中一些的重要决定。
Sometimes pastors have to counsel church members in order to solve their problems.
例如他们要选择工作
For example, they're looking for jobs.
他们要投资事业
They're investing in a business.
要就读学校
So they need to find a good school.
他与人交往甚至结婚
So they dating with a person and even getting married.
甚至献身要做传道等等
Committed to the Lord in, to be a full-time preacher.
当然这些都是重要的人生的一些决定
So these are very important decisions you can make in your life.
那他当然找牧师是因为尊重他来希望他能够替
他 So when these people have this kind of decision-making issues and they would come to pastor for counseling.
能够替他做一些的决定。
So that pastors could give them some suggestions for them to make a decision.
没有错，但是我们每一个人，其实每一个人每一天都有很多事情要做决定。
But then we have a lot of decisions to make every day, actually.
但问题是有太多信徒过于信任或是尊重牧师，所以大大小小的事情都要请牧师来做决定。
A lot of believers often come to me and to the pastors.Just ask pastor to make decision for every, even the littlest thing in their lives.
常常有人连买一个东西什么颜色都要来问牧师。
Even before like the buy something like about the color, they would even consult the pastor.
当然很尊重了，很尊重牧师是好。
Of course, this kind of people respect pastors a lot.
很多这无可厚非的。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但幸好目前没有人来问我说他每天要吃什么东西，要穿什么衣服，都要问牧师。
Good things nobody has ever asked come to me to ask what food they should eat every day.
只有一个人叫师母，他会问我。
Only my wife asks me sometimes.
他会讲要穿什么衣服，吃什么东西哈。
She could ask me what kind of clothes she should wear and what food she should eat.
但当你明白什么叫做基督所赐的平安已经在你里面，哇！这个意义是不一样的。
But when you understand what is this true peace of Christ in your heart, then you understand what that is.
因为这样你就会相信神要带领你。
Then you believe that God will be leading you.
他会感动你去做出正确的决定。
He will touch you and move you to make the right decision.
那例如当你要准备与人合作，你要投资生意，你要换新工作，你要卖房屋，或是做人生重大决定之前。
So when you make a very important decision, before you make a very important decision, such as selling a house, having a relationship with another person, making an investment, looking for a job,
无论这个对方或者外在条件所开出来多好，
whether the other side's conditions are good or bad,
假如你心中没有来自基督的平安，你宁可不要。
So if you don't have that peace from Christ, you'd better not take it.
那这种平安呢，不是一种情绪上的感觉哦。
So that peace is not just a feeling.
而是因为你有基督内住，
But you do have Christ, Jesus Christ residing in you.
你已将生命的主权交出来，而得到了一种安稳的确据。
So you've already given yourself to the Lord. You feel that assurance in Christ.
这种委身于主的态度是每一位选民所应当有的。
So that kind of assurance is what every God's chosen people should have.
所以很多时候，当你做出一个最重要的决定，你要问自己，你有没有基督里面内住的平安来替你做主。
So before you make a decision, you need to make sure if you have that kind of assurance and peace from Jesus Christ residing in you.
我再次讲，不是那个感觉哦。
Not just that kind of feeling.
而是你自己很确定的。
It's not just an emotion, but you're very sure.
给你一个很确定，你要做这件事情。
That Jesus Christ is living in you, and He's giving you that peace that you can go ahead and do that.
你相信这个平安是来自神的。
And you trust that this kind of peace is coming from God.
有这个平安，无论你面对再大的困难，你仍然会去完成的。
So when you have that kind of peace, whatever difficulties you are facing, and you will have that peace to accomplish it.
如果没有这个平安，无论再好的条件，你宁愿不要。
So if you don't have that peace, no matter what, you'd better not take it.
好，第二个是你要清楚蒙召为合一的目的。
So you need to understand, as God's chosen people, you are called to be united as one body.
好，我们能够成为神的选民，乃是有神特别的目的。
Being God's chosen people, there must be a special purpose of God.
在这里呢，他就讲到你蒙召呢，为此蒙召归为一体。
Why were you called to be united as one body?
他直接原文直接翻译是这样说，他说你们在一个身体上蒙召，也是为了这个。
So you're actually called as one body for this purpose.
那这个是什么呢
？So what is this? What is this purpose?
你们为此蒙召，那个此或者是为了这个，那个这个呢，就是指平安。
So this is actually peace.
换句话说，就是为了得到平安的目的。
So in other words, you are to have this kind of peace.
除非肢体之间要能合一，
否则
就没有真正的平安。
Unless all the members are united as one body, and then there is no real peace.
我们在同一个身体上蒙召，就是为了合一。
We're all caught into one body.
但是合一容不容易
？For that unity, but it's not good to have this kind of unity.
无语了哈，合一容不容易
？So it is not.Easy,
每一个教会都在喊这个呼喊，我们要合一，合一，合一。
We're actually crying out to the Lord. Let's be united together.
但问题是要合谁的一呢
？But then to be united with who?
每个人都有不同的主见跟想法。
We all have different opinions.
而且都认为自己是对的。
We all think we are right.
并且也坚持己见。
And we insist on our own opinions.
我想这个无可厚非，因为我们从小就这样的一个环境训练长大的。
There's nothing wrong with that because we're trained that way.
我们从小做出的决定哈，
We're brought up that way.
我觉得应该是这样，A 都是答对啊。
So whenever you take an exam, you would have to believe your answers are right, right?
我们要这个出国留学，我们做的决定也都对的。
So before you go abroad to study, you have to believe
going abroad
is actually a right decision. 我们找工作
啊，所做的这每件事好像也都对的。
Looking for a right job.
我们结婚好像也找对人了。
Yeah, and Before you want to get married, you have to make sure you marry the right person, right?
生了一些小孩，也都是好像生对了，生错了，生到别人的，也是你的孩子，都好像都我们做对了，一些很多罪，我凭什么要听你的
？So why should I listen to you if I think my decision is right?
当我们在这样一个习惯当中。
We have that kind of habit. In that kind of habit, it's hard for us to be united.
所以我们坚持己见，让别人来赞同，这就是教会产生争执或是造成分裂的元凶。
So we insist on our own opinions, and we want other people to accept our opinions. That causes the conflicts and split up in a church.
我们常常这样说，家和万事兴。
So when we have like unity in our family, then our family will be abandoned.
更是如此啊。
So church is even more like.
不能合一的教会，就像基督却有着支离破碎的身体。
A church has no unity, and you'll be like Christ having a broken body.
没有平安啊。
There's no peace in there.
教会中没有平安，你想象。
And there's no unity among the bodies, and there's no real peace.
可是明明耶稣。他当年破碎他的身体，他在十字架上为我们受鞭伤，我们得医治；受了刑罚，我们得到什么
？But obviously Jesus Christ died on cross and broke his body so that we can be healed, and he was nailed on the cross, he was punished, so we can have peace.
为我们付上这么大的代价，我们才得到平安，我们竟然不知道要珍惜啊。
So Jesus Christ has paid such a high price for us so that we can have unity, we can have peace. Why shouldn't we take it as so precious?
教会得到平安之后，我们反而把它弄得不平安，那是谁的错？
When the church has already got its peace from Jesus Christ's broken body, but then we make it like split it up. So whose responsibility is that?
我们的责任就是要去珍惜这得来不易的平安，在主里合一。
So our responsibility is to treasure this kind of peace, treasure this kind of unity.
这就是我们蒙召的目的。
That is the purpose of our being called.
所以我们要共同努力，要放下自己的成见，以基督的心为心。
So we need to put aside our differences and then put on God's heart, Jesus Christ's heart as our heart.
尽量避免因为意见不同而造成伤害或不和睦。
Avoid conflicts, avoid hurt, avoid disharmony.
而要进入一种平和的状态。
We need to go into peace.
也就是享受内在真实的平安。
So enjoying that kind of peace.
这才是神的选民的责任和我们共同的目标。
That's our responsibility as God's chosen people.
所以下次等你要说什么话，要做什么事的时候，
So next time before you say something, tell yourself.
你有没有达到这个平安的目的？
Have you met that kind of requirement?
好，最后一个是要善用智慧，守主道。
The last thing, as God's chosen people, we need to use God's wisdom to keep God's words in our hearts.
这里讲到用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
Verse 16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through in your hearts.
意思就是要以智慧，用各样的方式，让主的道丰富的存在我们心里。
That means use all kinds of wisdom, different ways to keep God's words in our hearts.
耶稣曾经用一次撒种的比喻当中啊，提到四种存在道存在人心里的方式。
Jesus once used the parable about how these kind of wisdom or God's words can be kept in our hearts by sowing seeds.
有撒在路旁的。
So there's some seeds are scattered on the road.
有落在浅土石头上的。
So some are on a very shallow soil.
有落在荆棘里面的。
Or on the in the thorns or.
但是也有落在好土当中的。
There are also some seeds that are actually put on a very good soil.
那只有在好土里面的才会长起来。
But only those seeds who actually And this good soil can actually grow.
所以由此我们看见神的道能够深植人心，如同落在好土的结果，并不容易的。
So it's not easy to let the words of God be deeply rooted in our hearts.
保罗
good soil.
在他晚年离世的时候，他曾经讲过一段话。
Apostle Paul, before he passed away, he said.
好，我们一起来读，好不好
？Let's read it together.
行。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
所信的道已经守住了。如果人生有三方面的重要追求，其中一个就是守信的道要守住。
If you have three important pursuits in your life, these are the three important things you need to do.
保罗用尽一生才达到这样的目标。
Apostle Paul made good use of his life, and in order to keep these three things.
所以守神的道是一辈子的功课，要努力去坚持到底的。
So keeping God's words in our hearts is the thing we need to keep on doing.
这就是为什么我们需要用智慧，想尽各样的方法来守住神的道。
That's why we need to use God's wisdom to keep that kind of faith.
并且让神的道能够丰丰富富的存在我们心中。
And also, this kind of faith can actually reside in our hearts.
这也可以成为我们一生的挑战。
That will be a challenge.
所以接下来他讲到说，用诗章、颂词、灵歌。
So later it says use hymns and psalms.
彼此教导，互相劝诫等等。
Teach each other, admonish each other.
这些就是用智慧来守主道的手段跟方式。
Those are called wisdom, the ways that so that we can use to keep God's words.
那在今天我们也要以创意的方法，用智慧的方式。
So today we need to also use those wise ways, creative ways, innovative ways, so that the message of Christ can dwell among us.
例如今天我们有很多我们可以用的方法来让神的道守住。
So we can use a lot of ways today in order to have God, keep God's words in our hearts.
例如我们可以结合人工智慧和科技的技术来守神的道。
For example, technology.
你来想想看，当你一开车的时候，就有声音对你讲话。你今天要读的经文是怎么？你一边开车一边听主的道，好不好？
For example, when you drive, you could actually listen to an audio Bible.
当你开车开到红绿灯，你要闯红绿灯的时候，他告诉一个圣经节，告诉你这个时候要怎么样，要怎么样。
Before you're just about to cross the red light, oh, the Bible tells you to not stop.
当你正在车上一边开车一边骂人的时候，这个声音出来了，告诉你。
We're just cursing other people.
神的话怎么样？这好不好？
And the God's word tells you, no, don't do this. Isn't that good?
太棒了。所以结合着，我们要用智慧，各样的智慧，就是要守主的道。
So we need to use all different kind of wisdom to keep God's word.
你说，哎呀，我买不到这个东西，你也不用买，你就每天给自己写一个
卡片，
贴在你的镜子，一边刷牙的时候就一边啊，这个守主的道，可不可以？
Maybe you can just put on your mirror in your bathroom.
提醒自己，当用各样的智慧。
Remind yourself, use all different kinds of wisdom.
目的就是要守住神的道。
In order to keep God's words in your hearts.
最后
Last,
作为神的选民其实一个非常容易的事情
As God's, it's actually not that hard to be God's chosen people
而且我们虽然我们身上带着神对我们的期盼跟我们自我的期许
although we do have those expectations and requirements and self-requirements
但我们的身份就如同基督使者一样啊
but then what an honor we're called to be God's chosen people we're just like ambassadors for Christ
作为基督在地上的代表
We're actually representatives of Christ on this earth.
使别人能够因为我们与神和好。
So that other people can reconcile with God because of us.
也许我们会误以为神对选民的要求都很严格啊，我们会有很多限制啊，不能做这个，不能做那的。
We might think that we're restricted by a lot of rules because we believe in Jesus Christ.
但其实圣经告诉我们，我们凡事都可行的。
God, actually, Bible tells us we can do all things.
重要的是要做出神所喜悦的事，来借此表达我们对神的感谢。
Do things that is pleasing to God to show our thankfulness to God.
能够成为神的选民是何等感恩的事情啊
！What a thankful thing that we need to thankful heart we need to have.
神在千万人当中拣选了你，拣选了我。
God has chosen us.
何等感恩的事情啊
！Among thousands.
所以最后一节十七节，我们一起来读，好不好
？So let's read the last verse, 17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in all name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to Lord the Father through Him.
这里讲到我们无论做什么，无论说话或行事，表示我们都可以做的。
It actually tells us whatever we do, whether in word or deed, we can do it all in the name of Jesus Christ.
但是要注意哦，你虽然都可以做，不过你都要奉主的名。什么是奉主的名
？But then you have to do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
你要做一件事情之后，然后就赶快奉主的名，还是你要祷告、吃饭的时候奉主的名，就可以，只要奉主的名就可以为所欲为，是不是这样？
Does that mean you can do everything? What once you are in the name, do things?
奉主的名有表示代表此人，或是被此人赋予权力做事的意思在里面。
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are given that authority or power to do things in His name.
就像我能够代表教会出去服事，我代表教会来向其他的这些肢体问安。
Just like I can do a lot of services in the name of this church, on behalf of this church, and a great other church.
这是我的荣誉耶。
That is my honor.
我可以代表。
I can represent.
来传达。
My church.
这是一个。
To deliver some messages.
例如在整个呈现我们这次的这个办的联合特会当中。
For example, in this
evangelical
conference.
我可以代表呈现所有的众教会来向这些参与。音乐服事的同工来表示感谢。
So we actually just like in this evangelical conference, I can actually give thanks to all of the other churches on behalf of our church.
因为他们赋予我有这样的一个权利来负责所有的音乐的节目。
Because they have entrusted me this responsibility to be responsible for all the music programs in this conference.
所以这些辛苦来练习诗班成员这些，他们也觉得很受激励，因为有人代表整个呈现的这些教牧。这个众教会来向他们感谢。
So this joint choir member is also proud of themselves because somebody is actually on behalf of the Orange County, you know, pastors, give them thanks.
那来想看看，你如果可以代表基督耶稣在地上的代表。
But think about this, you're the representatives of Jesus Christ on this earth.
整个呈现算什么
？So let alone like the just the whole Orange County.
我来这里之前是中西部联会的主席，四个州。
So before I came to the Southern California, I used to be the chairperson of Midwestern Chinese Christian Association.
我代表四个州，美国四个州。
I was actually in charge of four states.
可是我觉得再怎么样的一个名称，不会比过成为基督在地上的代表还来的宝贵。
But that title, as you know, I that title is nothing to me. I would say, as God's chosen me, I feel even more honored.
同样，你们也是。 基督使者的代表。
So same thing, you're ambassadors for Christ.
我们是神的选民。
We're God's chosen people.
是神在千万人当中拣选了我们。
It's God choose us from among like millions.
我们要不要感谢神？ 那我们要怎么感谢神呢？ 这里讲到， 或说话， 或行事， 无论做什么。
So here says, how should we give thanks to the good Lord? Whatever we do, whether in word or deed.
换一句话说，我们作为神的选民，我们要来表达我们的感谢，就要借着我们的言行举止来呈现出来，我们心中的感恩。
Whether in word or deed, we need to give thanks to God to manifest that kind of grateful heart.
因此，我们就要凡事谨慎小心，随时提醒我们是选民的身份，来为主做见证。
So we need to be very cautious about our identity as God's chosen people. How we can be a good testimony? As God's chosen people.
这样当我们将来见主面的时候，我们也一生将不会留下遗憾。
So in the future when we face God, we won't have any regret.
你们说这样好不好？
Isn't that great?
好不好？
Isn't that great?
让我们一起起立，我们来回应。
Let's all stand up. 活着为耶稣，
真平安。